From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. Market watchers and politicians are still debating the impact of the first-ever credit downgrade for the United States. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, the assessment follows S&P's decision to drop the U.S. credit rating down a notch to AA+.
The market has already been on a downward march. Last week marked the worst performance by the Dow in almost a year and a half. But even S&P downplayed the significance of its report on the markets. David Beers, the head of S&P's sovereign ratings, appeared on Fox News Sunday.
A lot of what's worrying the markets is the unfolding story in Europe and also a perception from a global economic perspective that the world economy may be slowing down.
White House advisors, meanwhile, also made the rounds on the Sunday talk shows and said the downgrade should serve as a warning that both parties need to work together on fiscal policy. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Asian investors have been selling. Japan's Nikkei stock average was down 2.5%, and Korea's stock market took a 6.7% dive. Hong Kong's index tumbled 4%. Italy and Spain may be getting a financial shot in the arm. The European Central Bank says it will actively implement a bond purchase program. It didn't say which country's bonds it would buy, but market analysts say the beneficiaries are expected to be Italy and Spain. In a separate move, officials from the Group of Seven industrial countries issued a joint statement late Sunday saying they were prepared to take all necessary measures to support financial stability and growth. The King of Saudi Arabia issued a statement carried by an Arab news channel announcing that the kingdom is recalling its ambassador to Syria for consultations. According to the statement, King Abdullah also said he does not accept what is happening in Syria, calling the Syrian government crackdown on protesters disproportionate. Meanwhile, Dale Gavlak in Amman reports the U.S. Embassy in Jordan is urging Americans to leave Syria immediately.
The message has instructed Americans to leave Syria while commercial transportation is available. It has advised those who must remain to limit non-essential travel within the country. It has also warned U.S. citizens to defer all travel to Syria. In April, the State Department ordered all dependents of U.S. government employees and non-emergency personnel to leave Syria. Activists say the military has moved on the eastern city of Deir ez-Zor and the central city of Hula, killing dozens of people. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says more than 2,000 Syrians have been killed in the uprising, which began in March. For NPR News, I'm Del Gavlak in Amman.
Former Senator Mark Hatfield has died at the age of 89. Hatfield was an outspoken critic of war, whose liberal views often put him at odds with fellow Republicans. Hatfield was the longest-serving U.S. senator in Oregon history, serving five terms from 67 to 97. This is NPR. Federal safety investigators are looking into reports of stuck gear shifts on current models of the Ford Mustang. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has received 32 complaints about an unexpected inability to shift into gear on Mustangs with manual transmissions. In a separate report, the agency is checking 7 complaints about fuel injector leaks in some Volkswagen Jetta models. The Apple Computer Company once again finds itself under investigation by French authorities for possible invasion of privacy. Frank Browning reports it involves a GPS locator device in its iPhones.
A location device in Apple's iPhones enables any iPhone user to track the location and movement of the phone's users. Whether they're talking to friends using GPS maps or engaging with any of the myriad applications the phones offer. Apple has cooperated with the French Technology Regulation Agency and has said that on its newer phones it has reduced the time that such location tracking information is stored. But the French say Apple has still not explained how the location data is being accumulated or why. Apple has previously been investigated by several European countries, including France, over a collection of email data on its Street View application. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
American endurance swimmer Diana Nyad is attempting to become the first person to swim across the Florida Straits without the aid of a shark cage. Nyad is relying on special equipment that surrounds her with an electric current, imperceptible to humans but strong enough to keep most sharks at bay. White-tipped sharks are not deterred, so divers will be standing by to gently discourage any who get curious. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.